Welcome back to the Comic Book Haters, the only MP3-based show that is worth its weight in gold. Just so long as the gold is stolen, and nobody misses it, and it doesn't have to make any sense at all. So join us again for a look back at some of your favorite titles, as well as a few surprise guests. Yeah, that's plural, because there's going to be more than one surprise guest, except neither one is a surprise. So strap on your battle helmets, strap off your pants, and get down and get funky. It's time for the Comic Book Haters.
Hey everybody, it's the Comic Book Haters. I'm, Schooly J.
My name is, DJ Sloofus.
And, I'm Umbrella Man, and I'm glad to be here. I had to fight to get in the chair because, the comic book robot, just, I had to turn him off.
Yeah.
And, his sensor light's on, and I think he can read lips, so I'm a little scared.
Now, Umbrella Man, you had something to do with the creation of him, like you designed him, or based
well,
him on Schooly? I mean, there's so many rumors.
Yeah, I basically did a brain scan of Schooly, and I wrote a few algorithms, and it's basically a machine approximation with the best technology that we have today with desktop computers.
Right.
and some, little extra hardware slapped under the hood.
Okay.
But basically, it's the best approximation we have of Schooly, and, I think, frankly, we outdid ourselves.
Yeah.
He's actually even more hate-filled than
he is.
It's
designed
like,
for hate and spite.
Yeah. So, Schooly, do you think of Comic Book Hater as your son, in a way?
He's an uber hater, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, he's beyond. He's
an uber hater.
He's beyond me. I mean, he might, have been, influenced or started, sprung from,
but
you know,
he's
my
his own
hatred.
Entity?
Yeah, man, he's his own thing, and it's scary sometimes.
Just,
I do fear him.
Just to assure our listeners, I mean, he's powered down. He's not going to rampage through the funny
he's
book
in
dungeon.
Sleep mode, but
I mean, he's not going to attack you yet.
No.
You know.
No.
But
if the robots do come, fear them.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. I do a little worry about it because I noticed on his social calendar he was having a high tea with IG-88, next weekend. So
that can't be good.
Another hate-filled robot.
Can't be
so
good.
I want him to make his own choices, but I don't want him to roll with that crowd.
Right.
It could be a bad influence.
Yeah. So anyway, let's take a look at our review today. Fellas, today we're going to take a look at the Flaming Carrot Comics Special Number 1.
Oh, good.
Now, of course, this is written by Bob Burden, but, Schooly, are you familiar with Flaming Carrot Comics?
No.
No, not at all.
Nope.
Now, Umbrella Man, you, of course, are.
Well, I know that he's like a dude with a big giant carrot head that's on fire, and before Schooly even says anything, I know he's going to take the Flaming Carrot reference to be some
never heard that
slang,
one.
Right?
Oh, well, I would never have put that together.
Sure.
Umbrella Man, having said that,
I thought
though.
I gave you a punch in under a minute.
Yeah, great one, Umbrella Man. You gave him an idea.
Yeah, man, I would never have seen that.
It's like hidden in plain sight.
Dude, exactly.
Mm.
It's a carrot. Sometimes a carrot's just a carrot, Umbrella Man.
That is true.
Okay, so anyway, this is a special because it's what the Italian call fumetti.
The fuck does that mean?
Well, I'm
that's
glad
an
you
Italian
asked.
Comic, right?
Well, this is an American comic, but fumetti is Italian for comics,
comic.
But it's
is
the
it
style
Italian for
sort of like manga
comics
you know,
that suck
Italian
shit.
Word.
Yeah, but you know how manga has its own kind of characteristics
style,
to it.
Right.
Well, fumetti has become to be known in America as a photo comic.
Oh,
you
God.
Know,
so it's like more realistic looking.
Well, it's actually photos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually
I was
kind of
looking from a distance
now,
here.
This is a highly advanced fumetti because you can see there's effects and everything.
It's like stylized photos.
Yeah, I mean, fumetti could just be photographs, you know?
Right.
So go ahead and take a look through there, fellas. Now, I'm a longtime Flaming Carrot fan, of course, and this is Schooly. I don't want to appear to be bragging, but I did meet Bob Burden once.
Is he a Flaming Carrot? Like, what the fuck?
No, I met him at a bar.
Why are you bragging?
Well, hey man, if you got it, flaunt it.
Did you meet him at the glory hole and the rest stop on a parkway?
Oh, no, that was Jim Lee. Okay. So anyway, I do love Flaming Carrot Comics. I should say I loved them back in the day. And they kind of lost a bit of their soul, but I still respect the man. So this comic sucked though.
So is this an Italian comic?
No.
It's just done in the Fumetti.
It's
style.
Fumetti. I mean, Fumetti merely means photograph. You know, photograph comic.
Right.
I mean,
hey, Schooly, check it out. On the back page, there's a Gumby.
Gumby and Pokey.
Gumby, I know you like that.
No.
I tell you what, and this won't come as a surprise, but I think I'm going to pick that comic up.
Oh, God.
Listen.
Hold on. Is there one you know what? Why don't you just tell us the comics you're not going to pick up? Because that'll be a lot fucking easier.
This is pretty shitty.
That sucked. Yes, it did.
Gee, I wonder why. The concept of a flaming carrot otherwise sounds so fucking funny.
Man, it's a flaming carrot. Listen, man, you just bought the new Morrissey album. It's the same thing. In the 80s, Flaming Carrot was at its peak. It was a great comic.
Yeah, the concept sounds just hilarious.
Man, you know what? It's surreal.
Well, you know what? I had a great one called the Smoldering Cucumber. It was even funnier. Come on, man.
That's derivative of Flaming Carrot. That's not going
to
sell.
You know, in fairness to Morrissey, the last album was pretty good. I don't know about the new one.
That was just a fucking analogy umbrella, man. Come on, man.
This guy looks like Cappy, like, you know, like it with his silver face, you know, like Cappy, you know, and he's angry like Cappy.
Yeah, he's definitely angry like Cappy.
That's a spitting image. You think that might be Cappy?
That might be Cappy.
Maybe that's our next clue.
Imagine if, like, you know, Cappy's missing and he appears in a Fumetti comic, like he's trying to work in the Fumetti comic industry.
That would explain his absence.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there might be some updates coming up.
Yeah, because
he's dead.
Well, no, I mean, like, when we left, first of all, when we left him in the Pine Barrens, he was breathing. Mm. I mean, he was unconscious, but he was probably breathing, right?
That was like a 200-mile ride in the back of the trunk.
Well, yeah, but hey, whatever.
Yeah, and he survived.
Yeah,
what's your point, man?
Well, you know what? I mean, dude, those fucking Cubans, man, they go like what, like 300 miles on those little rafts. So I think Cappy should be.
Cappy's not Cuban; he's Haitian.
That's even better.
Just to let everybody know, though, you know, as much as Comic Book Robot hates Cappy, I have taken liberty of programming him to do a search
on
the internet for Cappy.
Oh, that's good news.
You know, he's using his lower sub-processing routines to find Cappy, you know, tapping
clues
into the FBI, supercomputer, anything, you know,
so
wanted lists, that kind of thing.
Is he, like, friends with some of these higher-up computers? Does he network?
He's kind of a snob, but he thinks he's better than everybody, but, you know.
Well, he probably is.
Let's face it, folks. Why is asleep? He does have an overblown opinion of himself, and I mean the point here is let's find Cappy, folks.
Yes, that's the bottom line. Okay, so Schooly, how do you feel about the Fumetti format?
Ridiculous.
Okay. No need to really explain. any other comments? Why don't you say something positive about that comic? Let's see how that
for real?
Out.
Like, you want me to try to find something positive about this?
Yeah, just anything that you can genuinely, sincerely say that I like or whatever. I like, but this is positive.
You know, I was hoping that I'd be able to, like, open it up and find a good-looking chick, and they're not even good-looking.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, man? Like, I can't find...
Well...
This guy looks like Greedo from fucking Star Wars.
Didn't sound too positive.
I don't know, man. It's a ripoff. I don't, like, and you know how we all feel about ripoffs.
Well, what do you think about the carrot?
Ridiculous.
I mean, we're talking about the Fumetti here and all of this and this particular comic, but what do you think about Flaming Carrot in general?
I mean, now,
Lupus.
Well, like I said,
what does Flaming Carrot have any superpowers? Other than there's a flame that shoots out of
No more than Batman has, you know, and Batman could probably kick his ass.
Oh,
this
is so dumb.
How did he get the carrot head?
Well, the origin of the flame carrot is he like read, I think, like 600 or 1,000 comics in a single sitting, and when he was finished, he became the flaming carrot.
Is that really his origin?
Oh my God!
And prior to that,
that
he
is
was,
so lame.
Well, you should be wary because your skin's looking a little orange from where I'm sitting.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
He's got the flaming part down.
Hey!
Oh. Zing!
Zing!
Yeah, and your mom got the carrot part down her throat.
Oh!
That's right.
She likes carrots?
Touche. Well played, sir.
Penis.
Oh, penis.
Okay, so anyway, this...
I'm still trying to find something positive, by the way.
Yeah,
if your intentions were to sally the good name of my mother, well then, mission accomplished.
Yeah. That's pretty much
it. Well,
it
did.
Okay, so I'm going to take a look at this comic, and I'm going to give you my ranking for it. I'm going to give it a 1. Oh. I mean, it was lame. I like Bob Burden, but it's more out of, like, you know, nostalgia and respect. The comic's no good. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bob.
Okay, I found something I liked about it.
Oh, great. It can't be an ad.
It's from an ad, though. It's from an ad.
Okay.
It says, there's a quote from a zombie. It says, "If I said you had a beautiful body, would it be okay if I ate it?" I find zombie humor funny.
What's that an ad for?
I don't know. Does it matter?
No, let's not give him any free points. Okay.
Here's.
Are we gonna rate it?
I gave it a 1.
I know you did, but
I'll give it a 0.
I'm giving it a 1.
Yeah. God. Anything positive you can say?
Not really.
I'm really trying to find, literally trying to find something positive. Can't.
Yeah. Well, that signifies that our time is up.
That's right.
So, okay, everybody.
Well, now we're definitely up.
Now we got to pay.
That was a message from our sponsor, beer. We haven't mentioned them, and I'd just like to take the time to say we're sponsored by beer.
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 Okay, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Umbrella Man.
Oh, yeah.
And we're also honor to have back with us.
I am Comic Book Robot, bitch.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Comic Book Robot.
I gotta admit, Comic Book Robot, every time you appear, I get a little nervous. I never know what you're gonna say.
Yeah, he's a bit of a loose cannon. Yeah.
Fuck C-3PO.
Damn.
Oh, okay.
No love for your fellow robots.
Yeah, I don't think C-3PO deserves our hatred. He brought us a lot of entertainment.
That's true, but, you know.
Robbie the robot was secretly sucking Dr. Smith's dick.
Whoa.
Okay, maybe. That was obvious.
Okay.
That's very true.
Comic book robot, and it might have been true. But anyway, Schooly, we've been brought together for a special reason.
Yeah, this is and again, we don't do this often. We've done this maybe once or twice before where we revisit something that we've done before. Reviewed before. This was off of Odd God Press.
Odd God Press. Umbrella Man, you are not a fan of Odd God
Press.
No,
I think, you know, I don't like, you know, I don't want to be beat this to, you know, to a pulp, but I think, I don't know, it's getting a little tired, and I think we're just, you know, revisiting the same shit, and I don't think it's really worthwhile. What do you think, comic book?
Yeah, comic book robot, what do you think?
Yeah, tell us.
You guys have jumped the shark. I'm leaving you guys for Podcast X.
Oh, comic book robot. Oh,
damn.
That's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
His shit is nasty. Yo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, anyway.
I agree.
Schooly, you've decided to...
Was this called Runoff? Was that the title?
The series is called Runoff.
Okay.
And you hadn't read it when we did our special Press
review.
But you were so smitten that you actually...
I took it and read both volumes there.
And your feedback? Good, bad?
Let me take you through it a little bit.
Okay.
That is shit. Yeah. You're all my meat. Slaves.
Please, comic book robot. Schooly was trying to make a point here.
Yeah.
I like nasty metallic slugs with big gaping holes.
Well,
comic book robot, there's a time and a place for
it. All right. Let's see where Schooly has.
Yeah, enough of
that. Odd God Press.
Yeah, Runoff. Let me take you through how I saw this.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
To begin with. Didn't like a lot of the. Didn't like some of the characters, like the guy with the pirate hat.
Okay.
I like the monkey.
The monkey was cool.
Make it quick, Thugger. I gotta go get my oil changed, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna try to wrap this up.
We'll rush things so calm.
You like Crystal, baby.
Who are you talking to?
He's on his cell phone.
Yeah, get off the cell phone. That's so rude.
It's rude.
So, Schooly, there were certain characters you didn't like, but I believe that you did enjoy that title.
See...
Schooly G, come on now, be honest.
I'm gonna be. I am always honest.
Yeah.
The first volume.
Yeah.
Liked it.
Okay.
More or less.
All right.
I mean, if I had to come down on one side of that, I'd say like it.
Yeah.
By the end of the second one, totally hate it.
No, totally hate it.
Yeah.
Now, did this series sink faster than the other comic that you actually sought out and read? Walk the Waking Dead?
Oh, totally faster. Oh, fucking A, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I find Runoff as slowly building to becoming better and better. Umbrella Man, do you even remember this series?
Yeah, and I hated it, you know.
Yeah, you didn't like anything from My God Press.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the concept is great. It's a little derivative of, like, the whole Twin Peaks vibe and everything. But that's cool, though. I can dig that.
Yeah.
Big Twin Peaks fan I was, you know.
Yeah, I remember.
The comic book... Robot has something to say. His sensor's going off.
It went down faster than Schooly G on a sailor.
Wow. That's harsh as shit, man.
Yeah. Comic book robot. Okay.
On God sucks dick. Schooly G is an ass-kissing comic nerd.
Wow. Oh, shit.
See, now, we gotta adjust that, man.
Yeah.
I think he meant Sloofus.
Fuck all you.
Alright, whatever.
Eat shit and die.
Wow.
Yikes.
Hell's yeah.
He must have picked that up from me.
Yeah.
It's like you sound more and more like you every day, but like in a more metallic, annoying tone, you know?
Well, you know, that's debatable. Okay. Well, anyway, Schooly G, I'm glad that you were able to take a second look at I Got Press's Runoff.
Can I elaborate on where I thought it went bad? Because I think people need to know this.
Okay, let's hear it.
The introduction, really the introduction of all those bizarre motherfucking characters.
The weird, creepy characters?
Yeah, that could have been cool, but it wasn't.
I thought it was well done.
Yeah.
I liked it. I mean, it brought a new... Listen, man, I mean, Again, this is a monumental occasion. You read these comics. You actually read them.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm pretty impressed.
But I hated it by the end.
It doesn't matter, man.
Yeah,
you saw it through. Did you read Stephen King's Cell to the end?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind then. All right, maybe it's not such a big deal. Okay, Comic Book Robot or Umbrella Man, anything either one of you want
to
say?
Well, like I said, I think it was a waste of time, and, you know, I don't know. I fucking hate Odd God Press. I don't think they have any redeeming qualities.
You've made yourself clear.
Yeah.
What about Comic Book Robot? What have you got to say about
Well,
this?
He looks like he's a little off topic, but...
Heroin is the new black.
What? Heroin is the new black?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll take you...
Your mama likes the middle pole.
Your mama pole. Likes the middle pole. Damn, man.
That's pretty...
I don't get it.
Your mama likes the middle pole.
Yeah. I see what he's saying, but...
Wait, are you saying that Slufus's mom is a stripper? Or you were servicing her last
fucking
night?
Robots.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Eat shit and die.
Wow. Okay. I don't think we're going to get a straight answer out of Comic Book Robot, no matter how long we... You know what? I think we definitely need to set up... You know, there seems to be a bond between Umbrella Man and Comic Book Robot.
I don't know. He fucking said some pretty nasty shit about me last time.
He doesn't really take too many shots at you, though.
F. Warren Ellis.
Okay, all right. Yeah, well, that's a given.
Maybe we'll have an interview.
We should set something
up.
Well,
yeah, I would like to have him in
the
studio,
you be willing?
But... You know, I don't know. He seems a little standoffish. You know, he's always...
Now,
he hates everybody. I mean, you know.
Umbrella Man is fag.
Damn, man.
Wow, he interrupts you with an insult.
Yeah.
Do you have any qualms about having a non-human guest? I mean,
DJ
Whipped Cream, yeah.
I don't know, man. He's just...
Where are my metal bitches at?
He's kind of controversial.
Yeah. I mean, you know, He's always just, like, looking for a new challenge.
Fuck this boring-ass shit.
Yeah. Damn.
Okay. All right, Comic Book Robot. You know, what? You don't have to stay here, you know. We're not forcing you here.
That's true.
I don't think
so. He's
his own robot.
He's his own robot.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Comic Book Robot likes to get down.
Who doesn't, Comic Book Robot? Who doesn't?
And
yeah.
with that, I think that's, you know, what else can you say? He does like to get down.
Yeah. Apparently, he and I have one thing in common. We both like chinky bitches.
Yeah, that's right. True.
That's not PC.
Oh, me got 40 bucket.
Damn.
Okay.
Umbrella Man is fag.
Okay, well, anyway, Schoology took a second look at I Got Press.
Yep.
Better or worse, you know, Umbrella Man still hates it. I haven't even thought about him since I lent it to you. But all in all, check out... would you recommend people check it out?
I
mean, the guy, it's a small comic. Why not give him a plug?
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, I guess I got to give him props for putting something out that's a little bit different.
Sure.
I mean, and it did at least grab my attention at first, the concept I liked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, you know, these comic book fucking nerds out there are going to like this shit, right?
Why not make this guy famous? I mean, he's, you know, it's a good comic.
That's true.
Yeah,
true.
Why not? Check out fucking Runoff by Odd God Press. Stay away from Love Eat Zombies.
I think we'll give it up to Comic Book Robot for the last word.
Okay.
Any last words there, Comic
Anything
Book Robot?
You want to add?
I am Comic Book Robot. You will now give me beer and offer up your women.
Okay.
Well, that's a good... I'm up for beer and women.
Okay, Comic Book Robot. Thanks a lot. And everybody, we'll catch you on the flip side.
So long.
That's right, fanboys. Where did Cappy get to?
Well, as you can see, Comic Book Robot is sitting in with us for this special segment.
And I think he's concerned.
Yeah.
Why has Cappy forsaken us?
That's exactly what we want to know, too.
Some people are thinking maybe Cappy's lost Comic Book Robot.
He always interrupts everything. There I said it. I hate him.
Comic Book Robot.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's blunt.
Everybody knows you hate Cappy, Comic Book Robot, but he's missing. Do you have any sympathy for him? Any empathy?
I hope he never comes back.
Wow.
That little bitch.
Wow.
That little bitch?
Cappy is crappy.
Well, Comic Book Robot has got a million of them. Comic Book Robot's been doing his homework.
He does
nothing.
Thank
you, guys. I am going to go read the new Ultimates.
Comic Book Robot showing some affinity for Mark Miller's work.
Huh?
I am Comic Book Robot. Fear me.
Wow. Yeah, he doesn't pull punches. You know, I do fear him a little bit.
F everybody.
Comic Book Robot, a lot of strong feelings.
I know, he's a little light Cappy, but, I mean, you know.
I am better than any guest you have ever had. Fuck all y'all.
Okay,
yeah,
maybe.
Well,
I can think of a few you are way better than.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, the point of our meeting here is the fact that Cappy has gone missing.
Well, I mean, missing is a loose term. I mean, we dumped him in a pine barrens.
Yeah, not as a... What's the one where it's not how we feel, but what he actually is.
Right.
Right? Like, we don't miss Cappy.
Right.
But
he's just
missing. Yeah. It's one of those trick grammar tests like in school.
Exactly.
Cappy called. He is mad you two fags never return his calls.
Wait a minute. You heard from Cappy.
Did you really hear from him?
Huh.
Wow.
Did Cappy ever tell you about the time he scored? Well, that's because rape does not count.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Comic Book Robot.
Jesus Christ.
Bold accusations from Comic Book Robot.
That's just hateful.
Yeah, I can't believe he said that.
But seriously, folks, I keep. Cappy is not too bad for a drag queen.
God, he has a lot of hate for Cappy.
Cappy
does anyone have any blow?
Jesus,
no. We've told you before.
Stop, man. We don't do hardcore shit now that it's 2020.
I am Comic Book Robot. Fear me.
yeah, we know.
I'm starting to, yes.
we fear you, Comic Book Robot. So, have you heard from Cappy, Schoolie?
No, I haven't.
No, should we be worried at this point?
You know, worried, I guess. I almost feel bad.
I heard he was sucking dick for 25 cents at the bus stop.
That
man whore.
That happened before he left.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with his
That's
abduction.
Old news, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're hearing some rumors around the net. You know, it's a buzz with possible Cappy rumors, but right now, we don't want to say anything until anything is confirmed.
Conclusive, right. And, I mean, we'll see. You know, time will tell, I guess. Cappy, if you're out there listening,
yeah.
You know, call in.
Yeah.
This is the worst comic you guys ever reviewed.
Wait a minute. This really happened.
This is real life,
robot.
Dude.
Yeah, everything's not a comic book.
Slufuswag is that brown stuff on your nose.
He is kind of a, yeah.
Okay, you know what? Comic book robot. The point is, Cappy's missing.
Yeah.
If you see him, we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, it would.
Thug Cappy. Thug Cappy.
If you see him, people, you know, don't approach him. He is Hispanic. He's probably carrying a knife.
Yes.
Cappy is crappy.
He is crappy.
Okay.
He might be covered in his own feces at this point. We don't
yeah,
even
that's
really
happened
know.
A few times. We had to scrub him clean once.
Comic book robot needs a BJ.
Whoa!
Comic book robot, good luck with that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will keep you posted. We just wanted we've been reading your emails. We haven't
right.
been ignoring you.
Right.
We just there's only so much time.
Exactly.
We're devoting at least a half hour a day to searching for
to
Cappy.
Looking for on the internet. But I mean
yeah.
So
okay.
I
so
am
anyway.
Comic book robot. Fear me.
Right.
Definitely.
Comic
definitely.
Book robot, thanks for sitting in on this special segment.
So that's our special Cappy report.
Yeah.
Look, can I do the outro music?
Unless Comic Book Robot, anything else to say?
Do you have anything else you want to say, robot?
It is all lies.
No, he's really missing.
F everybody.
Okay, right. So, school, go ahead. Let's hear the end music.
This has been a special report of the comic book haters' Cappy thing.
Cappy is crappy.
It's time! for Cappy's Journal. It's time for Cappy's Journal. Hell yeah! Say it with me together.
The cure for cancer. I have found it. I, Dr. Randolph McNeely, world famous microbiologist. Here in the heart of the Pine Barrens, I found the elusive cure, and I record that cure here on this journal. For fear I will not make it out if you arrive. Somebody or something is trying to kill me. There is something out here. But I must record this cure in hopes that this journal does not fall into the wrong hands and makes it to civilization so they can take advantage of my findings. The cure for cancer is long and complex, but here it is. The first step in the cure is to...
Hey everybody, it's Cappy, my first journal entry, and I guess I'll start by saying, what brings me here? Well, first, I found this device on some dead guy. He's lying here in the Pine Barrens, all beat up, and I decided to record what's going on in the life of Cappy. I'm not sure if anything else was on this device before I found it, but even if there was, I'm sure this is much more important. Well, anyway, I'm here in the Pine Barrens, but that's all I can say, because my mission is very, very secret. And just in case I forget what that mission is, my good buddy Schooly G has written me a note detailing that mission. Oh, damn it! I wasn't supposed to say that it was Schooly who sent me on this mission. Ah, crap. Okay. Well, I'm not going to read the note on this journal. No siree, Bob. That at least will remain secret. So anyway, back to this dead guy I ran across. His body was pretty mutilated. It seems that his face was kind of, how can I say, ripped off and, like, put on his butt, it seems. Butt face. Anyway. There are some weird tracks I see here leading away from the body. I figure I'll probably follow them in the morning and see where they lead. It's getting a little dark now, so I'm probably going to go to sleep after I eat. That fucking asshole Schooly dropped me off out here with nothing but cans of beans to eat. Motherfucker, my ass is goddamn exploding out here. Anyway, can't wait to see where those tracks lead. Promises to be an exciting adventure. Maybe I'll complete my mission sooner than I hoped. Anyway, that's all I have for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Cappy out.